Welcome to the EDUCAUSE podcast. You can find our podcasts at www.educause.edu/podcasts or by searching for EDUCAUSE on iTunes.
This is Jerry Bain. I'm here with Kevin Lynch, CIO of Clarkson University. Thanks for joining me today, Kevin. You're presenting a session here at NERCOM called Process Review, Helping Others Help Themselves. And I'd like to start by asking you, when you talk about process review, what are some of the partnerships IT organizations should be looking at?
Well, what we look at Clarkson is, what are our big users of technology in the administrative realm? So admissions, the registrar, bursar, those functions, right up through advancement. And what we noticed is several years ago, we implemented PeopleSoft as our ERP, and people got that on board, and that was a huge transition to do that. And now that people are comfortable with the technology that's out there, we're trying to help them fully utilize it, because in a lot of cases, they took the old manual analog processes and just moved them into PeopleSoft and really didn't necessarily take advantage of the things that the technology was offering them. We even found, as we went through it, admissions, which I'll use as an example probably through most of the conversation, there were some issues where they didn't necessarily trust the system, so they were doing some processes that really added no value to what they were doing but consumed an enormous amount of time. And so we had seen that. We had a pretty good relationship with the director of admissions through cabinet meetings and things like that. But I don't know that the IT organization had a really good feel for what it all was that admissions was doing. So we looked at this process review as an opportunity for the admissions organization to help improve their processes to, eliminate the unnecessary work, cut down on waste, and really focus on bringing students in the door, which is what they're all about. And from an IT perspective, it really gave us some good insight as to what they were doing so we could support them better.
How did you start the process of reviewing their process?
The way we started is we met with the director of admissions. We told him we had in mind that, we thought we could go in, we would talk to his staff, learn a little bit about their processes, ask them to think if there's ways we can do it differently. And then our role from IT would really just be to facilitate. We weren't going to go in there and solve any problems. We wanted them to solve the problems. We just wanted to help them get to that point. So we employed a model. We call it the 5D model because, you've got to have a catchphrase for it. So essentially the 5D model is, we call it discovery, definition, design, deployment. And then the last one is don't let it fail, which is important. A lot of these efforts you go through and you get all these great ideas, and then it sits there. It's like a strategic plan. It gets all written up. It's beautiful. Everybody's excited and sticks on a shelf. And 5 years later, you brush the dust off of it and you realize you really haven't done what you set out to do. So that last step's very important. But to start it off with discovery, the first thing we did is we brought the entire admissions group, which was probably 20 to 22 people. Everybody from the administrative assistants, admissions counselors, the director, director of transfer admissions, the entire organization, we got them in one room. First thing we did is a simple introduction. What's your name? How long you've been at Clarkson? And that was amazing in itself to find out. We had some of these administrative assistants have been there for 35 years.
My goodness.
They're like, wow. And they've been there before I was born. I was like, wow, this is interesting. But through that experience, we added it up. We had, 300 plus years of experience in admissions in that room. And so part of this was really to get them to realize that they were the experts, that they knew their job. They may not have always thought of it that way, but we brought them in. So that's how kind of we started the process. The other thing we wanted to make very clear was that having the IT group being there was a good thing. They weren't in trouble. They weren't doing anything wrong. Typically in that situation, a lot of colleges will hire somebody from the outside. And when you hire someone from the outside, a lot of times they have an agenda. They have something they're trying to do. And this was like, no, there's no agenda here. All we're trying to do is learn more about what your job is, how you're doing your job, and then hopefully help you do it better. So we went through that process, and then we asked them some questions. So the first thing was, of course, we set the stage, non-attribution. That everyone should feel free to make their comments. Nothing should leave the room. Mm-hmm. Again, just reinforcing that our goal there was to add value to what they're doing, not to eliminate positions. Because, again, people think that, process redesign, that's another word for downsizing, mm-hmm. which it's not. It's a totally different concept. We were just in there to do what they were doing, help them do it better. So some of the questions we asked, so the first question, again, they're the admissions counselor. So we said, well, why would a student want to go to Clarkson University? And they spent probably 15 minutes talking about that, and we got this nice list. And some of those questions just helped them open up a little bit, talk about themselves, talk about the university. There's a lot of pride there, and we wanted to capture that and really get them on the positive note. Sometimes with these efforts, they jump right into what are you doing wrong, and then it just goes in this downward spiral. So reinforce what they're doing well. Asked them what their strengths as a department were, and they came up again with a whole other list. And then we asked them what were some of their obstacles. And that came into, you know, well, there's budget issues, or there's this, or there's that. And that's where we really started seeing, okay, understanding what those obstacles were. And from an IT perspective, you know, we're thinking, how can we help them, you know, tackle some of those obstacles that might come up? And the last couple of questions we asked there is we asked them kind of do a blue sky exercise. If you had no constraints, no budget worries, you know, you could do whatever you want, what would you do in admissions? And so this is where they came up with, you know, boy, it'd be great if we all had GPSs in our car. It'd be nice if we all have laptops. I'm like, well, what do you mean by that? I'm like, well, we don't have laptops. We have to use our own laptops. So that was actually one of our wins out of this process for our admissions department, is we were able to get the university, because once that got elevated to the president and the board, like, well, what do you mean they don't have laptops? You know, right. So it's just things like this that it helped them, again, to help themselves, because they, without this process, they may not have had that forum to bring it forward. And then finally, we asked them, what would a world-class admissions organization look like? We wanted them to really think about, what have they seen in magazines and shows they might have been to, or conferences, and what were the things that, boy, they wish they could do at Clarkson that they've seen other people do. And again, that kind of gave us a roadmap as to what the possibilities were. And of course, from IT, we don't know. We're not in the admissions world, so we wouldn't necessarily know what all those things are out there. So we would do that.
That sounds like a really intensive process. Was there a budget constraint you were looking at when going into this? Because who knows what they need? I mean,
right.
For different departments?
Yeah, we didn't really have a, again, we tried to not look at that at that point.
Okay.
At this you just point, this was discovering what's out there.
You wanted to just drive the process.
Just drive the process. Let's find out what's out there. What do all you think your strengths? What are your obstacles out there? And this took, you know, probably 4 hours one afternoon just to get through the first thing. So this isn't something you go in an afternoon and you fix it. This
right.
is something you spend, I think we probably spent 8 weeks, probably 3 to 4 hours a week over an 8 week period working with the admissions office. And we ended up with a nice report and a guideline on how to go forward.
Oh, that's great. Well, can you talk a little bit about what you call chasing technology?
Sure.
Instead of focusing on customers, exactly what that is.
Right. What we saw in not just admissions is that, you know, they'll go to a conference and they'll learn some new technology and they'll want to employ it. But again, it becomes technology for technology's sake. And they really haven't thought to understand what is the process that they're trying to enhance by that technology. And so we just want to take them a step back. And sometimes it's they get caught up in the excitement. Sometimes they don't really understand the technology, because that's not their job. Their job is to bring students in the door. So they get this sales pitch and they, oh, we've got to have this because I saw it and think, boom. And then when we get down there, we find out we can do some of that stuff. Probably one of the examples was about 3 years ago, the admissions, from the time students deposit till they show up on campus, everything was done via paper. They would get a big packet in the mail, fill out a bunch of forms, often repeating the same information on the top of every form, send it back in. And so they said, oh, we need to go online. And they went out and they found some different programs that would do that. But through that conversation, well, what are we really trying to do? And we found out that we could take Blackboard, which we already were licensed for, and we built a course in Blackboard for those incoming students. Mm-hmm. And so when the students pay their deposit, we sent them their credentials to Blackboard. They logged in, and there was a Welcome to Clarkson University course that had all the information, and all the forms were there that they could fill out. Some of them were Blackboard quizzes, like their housing survey, you know, what kind of things did they like or not. So they did that. So that kicked out onto a spreadsheet. And then you just did a sort, and you matched all your roommates. And so with that, we were able to take what took one person 6 weeks going through paper forms, matching up roommates. It took her now 3 afternoons, and she housed everybody. The next step after we do this discovery, what's out there, then we said, well, let's define it. So we took the admissions group, and we broke them into 5 teams. One was going to focus on the inquiry process. One was going to be on the application process. One was going to be on the accepted process. So I think then we had deposited, and then we had orientation and arrival on campus. And we sent them away. We said, go document what you do right now. And so they came back and they did a detailed, you know, we do this and we do this. And one of the things we had them do was they came back into the larger group and they explained the process to the entire group. And what that did is that actually facilitated a lot of sharing right within admissions. They didn't really understand what they were doing. Because one of the, I can remember the classic was, well, you know, if we get an inquiry card, we send them the Clarkson View thing. And then if we see them at the college fair, we give them a Clarkson View thing. And if they show up for a campus visit, we give them the Clarkson View thing. And all of a sudden they realize that they're just doing the same thing over and over to the student. And they're like, wow, wait a minute. But they never, because those 3 things were in different areas, they never had that discussion.
So you see redundancy.
So all of a sudden there's this huge redundancy that was there, but nobody brought it all together in one place to look at it. So through the redundancy, I mean, we were able to save well over 100,000 sheets of paper a year just by cutting out some of the redundancy, using the Blackboard instead of doing all this mailings. You know,
what I find interesting about it is you're coming at it from a IT perspective, it's not really about IT, it's about communication.
Right, right. I think a lot of time we forget the I in IT. Mm-hmm. We focus on technology, but we forget a lot about information management, which is not necessarily computers.
Right.
It's how do you manage all that information in the department, the inflow and the outflow and the that. And I think sometimes IT gets away from that and really focuses on the gadgets and the technology and the applications and not the basics of just good management.
Exactly. And, you know, it seems like you could probably go through this process in certain situations and not implement any new technology.
Absolutely.
And still streamline the process.
Exactly. And that's our goal. And you know, the other thing definition, then we ask, well, design the process the way you think it should be. Mm-hmm. And we did that. And then from there, we went, okay, now we can't do all this overnight. Mm-hmm. So we broke it up and we broke it over a couple of years. So we these are, you know, low-hanging fruit. We can do these quick and easy. These ones are going to take a little bit more time. This we don't have the money for today, but if we make all these other changes, we're going to free up some money and some time, and we can do that. Another example that we found out, and again, because you know we're in IT and doing our thing, and they're in admissions doing their thing, is they ran their admissions application. We've now migrated to PeopleSoft, but at the time they had their own admissions application, and they're getting the Common App. Mm. But their secretaries, administrative staff, were going out to the website, downloading the PDF, printing it out, and hand typing it into their admissions application.
Oh, man.
And the reason they, we're like, why don't you just import it? Oh, well, we're worried about data integrity. Okay, explain that a little bit. Well, we're worried that, you know, what if it goes into the wrong person's file? So, okay. And so, again, just talking through them and then and helping them realize that there's more issues with data integrity with typing something in twice than the risk of an import. And then once we showed them how we would do that and make sure, all of a sudden they became completely comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. We estimate that, say, 1,500 hours a year.
Wow.
Just because it was, you know, almost 30 minutes in application times 3,000 applications. And it's just...
It adds up.
It adds up very quickly. And so the goal there, again, is helping them to help themselves. So now you have all this free time, quote-unquote free time, and we made it very clear. So this isn't, you know, because as soon as you did that, you could see the administrative staff recoil. Well, if you get rid of 1,500 hours.
Right.
That's, you know. And I said, no, now you can spend your time calling those high-value students that you want to get into the institution. Now you can recruit those students that in the past, you've been so busy doing this paper, you really haven't added any value to the process. Now you can get on that phone and call someone up and say, hey, we haven't got your transcript yet or this or that, which they just didn't have time before to do those type of things. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting because early on, again, they had all this list of what we wanted to do, but we don't have the time. That was one of their biggest constraints, mm-hmm. that obstacles. We don't have the time because we're so busy doing this. So all of a sudden we showed them all this time that they had that they didn't really realize, and now they could do a lot of things they wanted to do.
That's
and
amazing.
A lot of it's budget neutral. A lot of it is, you know, technology neutral. That didn't really change. It's just looking at the process and streamlining.
It sounds also like, you know, it may be a small effect, but, you know, the greening of the process, you know, it sounds like getting rid of a lot of paper, a lot of waste.
And again, that wasn't necessarily an overt goal at the beginning, but it became very clear that there was a lot of paper savings. You know, there's just a lot of things that they were doing that. Another thing they did was every time a student applied, pay their deposit and then decided not to attend, they would take and they would photocopy the sheet and send it to 12 different departments on campus. Mm. It's like, well, why don't you do that via email? Oh, can we do that? Yeah, we can show you how to do that. No problem. Another one was they had, they would copy the entire, once a student was accepted, or deposited, excuse me, once a student was deposited, they would copy the entire admissions file and send it to 6 different departments on campus.
Man.
We said, well, why do you do that? Well, we've done that for a while. So we gave them a goal. I said, well, between this week and next week, why don't you go contact those 6 departments and find out, what do they do with this? Well, I found out that one department truly needed the entire, I can't remember if it was accommodative mm-hmm. services, one needed the entire folder. Okay. So the other 4, really, all they needed was the cover sheet, mm. which was just a summary of the student's qualifications. And the other part was like, we have no idea why we're getting this. You know, so again, for 700 students, and there's probably, you know, 10, 15 pages in that file, we just take that right off the top.
That's amazing. You know. So I got 2 more questions
yeah, sure.
for you. First one is, so it sounds like, you know, it's a nice symbiotic process because not only is the department learning things about technology and about communicating with each other, but what do you think the IT organization, mm-hmm. your IT organization, is taking away from it? Are you right. guys getting some insights into the way things work?
Absolutely. I think it helped our department feel much more part of the Clarkson team. you go to a meeting, the president will get up and he'll talk about how important enrollments are. And Clarkson's like a lot of schools, we're very heavily dependent on our enrollments for operating budget. You know, it's 70-80%, somewhere in that ballpark of our operating budget comes from enrollments. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden there's a sense of empowerment in IT that we're doing something about that, that we're actually able to help recruit students, which we don't normally think about. You know, that's admissions job. Well, now it's part of our job to do that. So I think that helped a lot. I think it really got us plugged into the how things were working on the university. And it helped us a lot, too, as staff goes to things like NERCOMP or they're surfing on the web, all saying, oh, I wonder if admissions could use that, mm-hmm. which we weren't even thinking that way before. It was a very inwardly focused, and this really helped us get out in that we're a service, reminding folks that IT is a service organization.
It's
we're
like
there to support
changing everyone. From reactive to proactive.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
That's
so
great.
It was a great process. And again, really kind of formed that sense of team across campus where in the past you may walk by an admissions counselor and not even, and now it's like, hey, how's it going, you know, or whatever. So it's just a much more friendly atmosphere, which, and it works for everyone.
My last question is, in this current climate with all the budgets tightening, what are some things IT organizations can do to streamline processes around campus? If other campuses want to engage in this communicative process, how would you advise them to get started?
The biggest thing to getting started is find an organization that will partner with you right off the bat. You know, you can't force this on anybody. Mm-hmm. But what we found is we did it with admissions, and then a couple weeks later, or maybe a couple months later, I got a call from Division of Research. Hey, I heard you did this thing with admissions. Do you think you could come over and give us a hand? Because we're really struggling with the data that we're getting on all these proposals. I said, sure. So we wound up setting up an afternoon. I went in with through a very similar process with Division Research Search, but it's only 5 or 6 people, so we could kind of move it a little bit quicker. But we went through the same thing, and they started realizing, yeah, we're doing a lot of just because that's we've always done it. We've never haven't really taken a step back, and that's the thing. Take a step back. Look at your processes. Where can you save? And with tightening budgets, I mean, there's paper savings. Again, our goal isn't to eliminate positions, but maybe you can repurpose someone. And have them do something that does bring in a value to the university. And all of a sudden you realize, well, now we have almost a whole FTE worth of person. How can we employ that person to help tackle this budget process? Can we move them into another area that so that they don't have to fill an empty position? You know, can we have them go out to help recruit more students so we can increase our bottom line? What can we do? And so I think that process works really well just to talk through it, find out what you're doing. Is it bringing value to the university? And that's the whole thing.
Well, Kevin Lynch, thank you so much for your time, CIO of Clarkson University. Great insights.
Great. Thanks.